Even while dying, he chanted holy name. Then what to speak of one who practices chanting holy name throughout his life? Even putropacharitam grunan. That means even to hint or call his son, he was chanting holy name. Then what to speak of directly calling the Lord if he chanted holy name? And third is ajamilopi. Even the most sinful ajamil chanted. Then what to speak of somebody who is sadachari if he chants holy name? And ajamil did not chant with faith in holy name. It was just accident, coincident. But then what to speak of one with faith and deliberate attempt chants holy name? So Prabhupada is purported by Srila Prabhupada. At the time of death, one is certainly bewildered because his bodily functions are in disorder. At that time, even one who throughout his life has practiced chanting the holy name of Lord may not be able to chant Hare Krishna mantra very distinctly. Nevertheless, the person receives all the benefits of chanting holy name. While the body is fit, therefore, why should we not chant the holy name of the Lord loudly and distinctly? If one does so, it is quite possible that even at the time of death, he will be properly able to chant holy name of the Lord with love and faith. So Prabhupada takes Shraddha not just with faith, but with love and faith. In conclusion, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly is guaranteed to return home back to Godhead without a doubt. One who is constantly chanting holy name is guaranteed to go back home back to Godhead. So, therefore, it's extremely important that among the all practices of devotional service, the chanting is the topmost as declared by all scriptures. So, we'll try to see the three books on chanting, and I will try to summarize and I hope I do a little justice to these three books. And I seek the blessings of His Holiness Kavi Chandra Maharaj, who is here, and all the devotees here. So now first we will see the major concepts mentioned in the book The Living Name by His Holiness Chachinandan Swami Maharaj. So here His Holiness Chachinandan Swami Maharaj mentions six concepts. I will just go through their names and I will try to explain. Yojana, Sambandha, Seva, Vipralamba, Sharanagati and Sankalpa. So here, let's start with Yojana. So what are the different important factors or the things that we need to take care while we chant? So Maharaj says, first comes Yojana, which means aligning body, mind and heart in chanting. So it's important that we give our entire self to chanting, and it involves starting with body, mind and then heart. So what does it mean aligning the body for chanting? So Maharaj says three things: posture, pronunciation and listening. So if we have a proper posture, that means sitting straight with neck and back in a straight line, automatically the body is disciplined and in a proper state of its respect offered to the holy name through body. Like when we sit properly, so Maharaj quotes Prabhupada saying sit properly. So it's like we are respecting the holy name and then we are making ourselves ready for chanting. And then pronunciation, as far as possible we try to clearly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then try to listen to the Maha Mantra. So this is aligning the body with chanting the holy name. Then comes aligning the mind. So I hope this is So first is aligning the body, which includes our proper posture. Then he says that if one is feeling tired, one can walk and chant. But if one is not tired or sleepy, it's better to sit down in a proper position and then chant. And then focus on pronunciation, not slur the holy name, but rather properly chant the holy name with as much possible, Hare Krishna, like completely. And then listen to the holy name. And then comes aligning the mind. So he, Maharaj, gives few techniques. First technique, he says, you can start with focusing on first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You first start with focusing on first Hare, and then try to focus on entire mantra. Second thing, aligning the mind, is maybe we were into so many services or so many things. So before chanting, if we can just take few deep breaths to calm the mind down and then bring it to holy name. And third, Maharaj mentions, is return Mahamantra. Like if the mind is straying here, going astray, then probably the return Hare Krishna Mahamantra, like we have here in the temple hall in Devanagari and in the English. So if we have Mahamantra card, some devotees use, and Mahamantra chart, on a poster or something. So that is another way of aligning the mind in chanting, bringing it to the chanting. And third, he mentions aligning the heart means Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if we notice, is an invocation, how do we say, the calling the names of the Lord. Unlike the other mantras like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it is direct address to the Lord in, what is it called? Sambodhan, but in English, what is it called? Which case it is called? Vocative case. So we try to directly address the deity through prayer, and that is the aligning the heart with chanting. So these three come in Yojana. Then Maharaj talks about Sambandha. So Sambandha involves being aware of our...
Yes, bro.
Only one thing he mentions. Elaborately, but I am taking the one point out of it. This is the main thing he focuses on. Like, it's like praying. It's a vocative address to the Lord. So probably we come in front of deity while chanting and then address Radharani and Krishna. Then second concept out of the six is Sambandha. Sambandha means first we align our mind, body and heart with holy name, and then we are aware of our relationship with Krishna while chanting. So Maharaj quotes Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that a chanter needs to be aware of three things: Bhakta, Bhagwan and Bhakti. That means we ask ourselves a question: who am I? I am insignificant, servant of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is our relationship? I am His servant, and this relationship is taking place. And I am in this material world struggling just so that I become conscious that this is not a fit place for me. The correct place for me is always at the lotus feet of Krishna. So being aware of this fact while chanting, we can make a sankalpa or statement before we begin our round that I am Krishna's servant, and then one start, one chants with this understanding or with this concept, with this truth in mind. And then meditating on meaning of mantra, which also says that, oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please engage me in your service. So this is sambandha. And the mood is, I belong to you. I belong to you. So chanting in the mood of belonging. So this is part of sambandha, yes. Chanting in the mood of belonging to Krishna, which has a different effect than without anything going through the mind and the mechanically going through the rounds. Maharaj says, if we are aware that our sambandha with Krishna while chanting, oh, I am servant of Krishna, oh, I am servant of Radharani and Krishna, and then I am chanting, then I feel a closeness to Krishna while chanting. And the feeling is, I belong to Krishna. So this is about second chapter, sambandha. Now we go to the third chapter, which is seva. So we begin chanting by understanding that this is also a very important seva to Krishna. The chanting itself is service to Krishna. We just were aware that in last chapter that I am servant of Krishna, then I must be doing service, right? So when we chant, pray that, oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please engage me in your service, it's important that we are aware that this chanting itself is also the greatest service to Radha Krishna. And His Holiness Satchinandan Swami Maharaj, he quotes Prabhupada's one lecture where Prabhupada mentions that you can serve Krishna, and while chanting you can invite Krishna in your heart where there is diamond throne, and you invite Krishna, and then Prabhupada says, this is not imagination, this is reality. And because the attitude of service is there, then you can wash the feet of Krishna in your heart, and then you are, then you can dress Krishna, and then you can offer him something to eat. So Prabhupada mentions this. Satchinandan Maharaj says, this may be for somebody who has little more acquainted to chanting. So this seva attitude while chanting, let me serve you. And this chanting itself is the greatest service to the holy name and to Krishna. So with that mood, we are chanting. So this is seva. Then we come to the fourth chapter, which is vipralamba. So Maharaj quotes Srila Prabhupada that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord of everything. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He doesn't lack anything. Shadaishwarya Purna. Yet he is crying while chanting Krishna's name. What is he crying for? He is crying for the greatest necessity, which is called as Govinda necessity, he says. The necessity in everybody's life is Govinda. Govinda virahena me, he says. And therefore the mood of longing, previous one was mood of belonging, sambandham is mood of belonging to Krishna, and now vipralambam is mood of longing for Krishna. Belonging and longing, both should be there. So Maharaj says that there is no technique here to develop longing for Krishna. We just have to be with those devotees who have longing for Krishna. That is the only technique. He says there is no other technique than being with devotees who have longing for Krishna and who are chanting with longing for Krishna. So if we chant with them, then we also develop longing for Krishna. And that actually puts life in our chanting. Because the statement, what we are trying to say through chanting is, oh Krishna, oh Radharani, I just want you only and nothing else. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kame. I just need you. I just want you and I don't want anything else. And because of not having you, my life is completely unfulfilled. And that is the mood of longing he is mentioning. So basically the resolve is, I just want only you while chanting. And the technique is only one technique. Be with those devotees who have, not just only while chanting, but in general also, associate with devotees who have developed longing for Krishna. So this is fourth chapter. Fifth chapter, Maharaj talks about Sharanagati, chanting with surrender. So Maharaj chant, he says that before we start chanting, probably we can offer few prayers of previous acharyas, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he prays to holy name, that aparade guchi shuddhaname ruchi, like and so many prayers he quotes. So and while chanting that, we try to develop the humility and dependence towards Krishna. Tumi sarveshwareshwara, like mainly he quotes bhajans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur only, Maharaj. And developing this mood of humility, and when this humility and dependence is developed to that degree, one can continuously chant holy name. Means meaningfully chant holy name. Not just mechanically chant, but meaningfully only one can chant if one develops humility, dependence, and we can earnestly pray the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that sets the mood. And then Sharanagati also means avoid the 10 Nama Aparadhas while chanting and otherwise also. And another aspect of Sharanagati is taking shelter of Dham. This is interesting. So it's a kind of meditation. Maharaj mentions if one can physically go to Vrindavan or Navadvip or Jagannath Puri, he can during the year or sometimes spend some take out some time to go to Vrindavan and exclusively take shelter of holy name, or go to Mayapur and take shelter of holy name. Because if you want to meet some person, where do you go? Maharaj asks. To his home. So Vrindavan is Krishna's home. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati, like that. And of course Prabhupada mentions all my temples are Vaikuntha, all my temples are Vrindavan. But they are homes away from home, Prabhupada says. And Vrindavan is my home. There is one book by Hargris Devi Shakti Mataji on Prabhupada saying how Vrindavan is my home. So going to Dham, if not physically possible, then Maharaj also gives a way of meditation, that we might have visited Vrindavan before, so try to recollect those memories while we chant holy name. And he mentions, think that when was the last time you were at Yamuna, on the bank of Yamuna, and you are sitting and you are meditating and you are chanting. So that's one thing which helps one focus, because the surrounding or the environment for chanting is created within one's mind. So that affects our consciousness in a very positive way. And the mood is, I give myself to your service. So this is the mood of Sharanagati. So this is the fifth chapter of this book. And the last one is Sankalpa. So here Maharaj gives the practical tips of how do we implement all these five that we discussed just now. Yojana, that means aligning the body, mind and heart. Then Sambandha, chanting with the Sambandha that I belong to Krishna. I am Krishna's servant. I am insignificant. I am in this world for no reason. And somehow I have to get to Krishna's lotus feet. And then Seva, then Vipralamba. The chanting itself is service. Then Vipralamba is developing longing for Krishna. Then Sharanagati means with surrender, humility, dependence. I have nobody but Krishna. And humility means I am very insignificant. And then taking shelter of Dham also is a part of Sharanagati, he is saying. And I give myself to you. And finally, Sankalpa, building habits for strong foundation. It's not a one day we read book and next day our chanting is very good. So he says that, okay, we will get inspiration from reading the book, but Sankalpa is also extremely important to develop a habit of proper chanting. And how to develop habit? Maharaj gives this exercise for the readers. Think what you wish your best chanting to be like. How do I imagine that? What would be the best chanting according to my understanding? Like, how do I want to chant? And then I'll say that, oh, this is very good chanting. Second, reflect upon my present state of chanting. So there is a gap between the two, right? I have a certain ideal and I know I am right now here somewhere. Then brainstorm some specific practical steps that I want to take. Like, I want to get up and complete such and such rounds, so many rounds before Shringar Aarti or something like that. Or I want to read these prayers to Holy Name, or these bhajans to Holy Name, etc. These are all practical steps. And then make Sankalpa in front of deities or advanced Vaishnavas, that I want to improve my chanting this way. So the Sankalpa is, I want to change the way I am currently chanting. Or if I am chanting currently is good, then I want to make it better. So if it is bad, I want to make it good, like something like that. So this is about the first book, which is The Living Name by His Holiness Shachinandan Swami Maharaj. So before we move on to the second book, Japa by His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu. Yes, question? Some? Oh, how do we know what is the best chanting? We have read the pastimes of devotees, right? Like Haridas Thakur, even on the deathbed, he is saying that, oh, my mind is good, my body is good, my mind is not good. So if I can chant in that mood, but we know, we have certain examples of advanced devotees who don't talk to others while chanting, at least the basics, or who don't do any other things while chanting, don't check messages while chanting, or they are, at least while they are praying to Krishna, while they are chanting in front of Krishna, they are completely focused. And internally, also we know, right? Like if I am always aware that I am Krishna's servant while chanting, or if I don't plan my day while I am chanting, or at least I feel some affection for Krishna while chanting, so that way I can define what my own thinking of what is the best chanting I want to do, or according to my standards, what is the best chanting. And then I compare it with my current chanting. That, oh, right now, one thought comes and takes me all over the world. So how do I bring it back? So that is the difference. Like, you know, so everyone has his own conception, right, of what is the good chanting. So just write it down, what is your conception of good chanting. And of course, it must be confirmed by Shastra and and other devotees' example also. One cannot write that, oh, my good chanting means my mind goes everywhere and that is my good chanting. So that we cannot define it that way. Of course, it should be coherent with, consistent with the scriptures and other devotees' examples. I hope this is fine. Okay, so we'll go to the next book, which is the Japa book, where His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu describes 9 techniques of chanting Hare Krishna. Of course, after hearing all that, we can implement the ones which we find the most relevant for us. Probably we cannot may not apply all nine from day or today onward or etc. But whichever way it inspires, I'm just trying to present what these books contain. I don't know how much justice I am doing to them, but I'll try my best. So Gurijan Prabhu starts with chant Hare Krishna, because this is the first key. The first key is to chant Hare Krishna. Among all names of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most recommended. And after one completes one's recommended rounds, then one can chant other names of Krishna which are also glorious. Radha, Ramana, Gopi, Janavallabha, like that. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his bhajan, he gives many names of Krishna. Yashomati Nandana, Prajavaranagara, Gokularanjanakanas. So that can happen, but primarily the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Prabhuji mentions that even the Siddhas are chanting Hare Krishna, Sadhakas are chanting Hare Krishna. So it's at different levels. Everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. So basically we need to chant Hare Krishna. Second key, listening to one Mahamantra. Of course, the focusing on Mahamantra is important. So Prabhuji is giving one technique here. If we don't find it easy to implement, we can find another technique. It's not that, oh, we have to follow this technique only and then only we can focus. He is presenting a technique. And if this technique works, that's great. If it is too hard, we need to find something. That is our responsibility, to find something that works for us. The idea is to get our mind focused on holy name. So listening to one Mahamantra is one technique. So sometimes we have to understand the difference between principle and technique. So focusing on holy name is principle, but listening to one mantra is a technique. So techniques may change, and according to one's whatever suits an individual, techniques may change, but principle is important. Okay, so listening one mantra, because mind always demands how many rounds you are going to chant, how long are you going to hold me captive, especially when the mind doesn't have taste. So therefore it's easy way to say that this mantra I am going to concentrate, this mantra, not one mantra at a time also, this particular mantra. So listening to one Mahamantra and then stating the determination, this is third key. Stating the determination that I want to hear one mantra. That is my, again, this is a technique, not a principle. Principle is somehow yena kena prakarena manah krishne niveshayat. Then fourth one is principle, it's not a technique. Bring the mind back. So that we have to do. It's a principle that mind will wander everywhere. But then we try to bring it back. Third is state our determination. Stating the determination that, I want to listen to one mantra. But then stating it as a resolution. I want to chant one mantra. I want to present. So there is a, one is in, understanding it that I want to listen, I listen to one mantra, but then is I want to listen right now. So, stating the determination that I want to chant one mantra is a technique. But being determined to chant as such is a principle. It's a technique if you couple it with the second one, then it is a technique. If you say that I want to determine, then it's a principle. I want to be determined, then it's a principle. I hope this is clear, yeah. So bringing the mind back wherever it wanders. And then fifth one is detachment, fifth key. That means we don't become so much overwhelmed by the quality of chanting that of the previous rounds, or don't be so much fearful about the next rounds, but focus on the current. So being detached from that. And one may think that, oh, so many thoughts come while chanting without being invited. So many thoughts come without invitation. So what do we do about them? So sixth one is neglect the mind. Think that all these are smoky projections on the smoke. Sixth one, neglect the mind. So all the thoughts apart from chanting holy name are the mind's projection on a smoke. The smoky projections have no substance actually, but we give them meaning and substance and importance. And if you try to resist them, the best technique is to neglect it. If you try to fight with it, then there is a principle called what we resist persists. If you try too much, hey, how did this thought come? What is the root of this thought? Let me go to the roots and kill the root, and then the thought will go. So instead of that, just neglect the mind. That is the sixth one. Instead of fighting, just run away from it. Chant and hear, where is the question of mind? So, of course, we have to apply the mind to chanting. What Prabhupada means is, as far as my understanding is, where is the question of the evil mind or the distracting aspect of mind? But the focusing aspect of mind, we have there. It has to be present. Otherwise, it will be mindless chanting. Where is the question of mind, miss? Where is the question of mind's distracting proposals? But mind also has function of concentrating. So that is very much required for chanting. So mind has to be present while chanting. So it's tongue and ear, but who is engaging tongue and ear? Through mind only we are engaging tongue and ear. So, humility is the seventh key. So, we become aware of our incapacity despite our all trying and everything. And then we beg to Holy Name that, oh, despite all my efforts, it's not working the way I was thinking. So, please help me. So, that humility, the seventh. Eighth one is Naam Ashray, very similar to the previous one we saw, belonging. I belong to Krishna. I have nothing else but Krishna. So pondering on the facts, this we may not do while chanting, but during other times, we may reflect on that how insignificant my existence is and what I am trying to achieve in this world, and is all temporary. Everything that I have is going to go. My youth is going to go, my strength is going to go, my possessions are going to go, my health will go away, many things will go away. My memory will go away. I am right now very proud of my memory, but my memory will also go away. I will have a difficult time remembering those things which I would easily remember previously. So only thing that is remaining is Holy Name. Holy Name will remain. So I have nothing else. So this is Naam Ashray. And ninth is Krishna's mercy, which is not in our hands, but there are some things which we can do to attract Krishna's mercy. This is ninth, Krishna's mercy. We can serve Guru and Vaishnavas sincerely, then have faith in chanting. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur says, having faith in chanting means knowing that the name is spiritual. That is faith in chanting. That is other respect for chanting. Sincerity, and then we feel loved while we chant. Like we feel loved by Krishna. So this was about the Japa book. Ninth one is Krishna's causeless mercy. Oh yes, Guru Seva, faith, sincerity. If these qualities we try to adopt, then we attract Krishna's mercy. Faith means the Krishna's name is transcendental, non-different from Krishna. This is faith. So, yes, one question. Faith and? Oh, fourth is bringing the mind back and sixth is neglecting the mind. They have the same effect. The fourth is bringing it back. In a sense that, oh, we have stated the determination. So wherever it is wandering, we try to pull it to holy name. And sixth is neglecting wherever it is wandering, we are trying to neglect that thought. So it's one way, one is positive, one is negative way. One is like, if the mind is going to market, then neglect that marketplace, like, you know, that is one. And but after neglecting, if you don't give it the proper way, it will again go somewhere else. Then bringing the mind to the holy name. So bring the mind to holy name, to our house, you know, which is holy name, and neglect the market. So that's from both sides we are trying to do. Neglect the, just like we say, focus on holy name, neglect the sense gratification. So something like that, you know. Smartavya satatam Vishnu vismartavya no jatuchit. So there are two aspects. So it's the two sides of same coin, you know. So if we simply neglect the mind, then even the impersonalist practitioners, they also neglect the mind, but they don't have a positive object to focus on. And so that's why this is also included. So bringing the mind is the focus, and neglecting the mind is the thing that we have to do to avoid the evil. So pursue the good, avoid the evil. So that is in short. And in the sense that don't fight with the evil, just avoid it. That is the best way of fighting it. That's because even fighting with it, we will lose some energy, which we could have, just like Radhesham Prabhu tells this story, you know. One, the elephant, royal elephant of Ranganath, he was going to take his bath with his wife. So both are serving, elephant and elephant's wife, both are serving the Ranganath, because the elephant carries Ranganath and does parikrama. So every day they go to Kaveri to take bath. So they take bath and they come back, and one pig, he challenges that elephant. Hey, what strength do you have? You just fight with me, then I will show you. So elephant becomes very angry, and he says that, what this insignificant pig, I will just step on him and he will be no more, like he will be history, as they say. So the elephant's wife said, hey, but you don't forget your duty. If you fight with him, you will become contaminated, you know. Then again you have to take bath, and time will go away, and you won't do your service on time. So just neglect him and just march towards Ranganath. So that's what we do while neglecting the thought. If you fight with it, okay, we may be able to win over it, but then the mind will lose energy, time, and may become contaminated because of fighting with it. So the best way is to, okay, whatever you say, and then run towards Ranganath, or like something like that. That's what came to my mind when these two aspects are not different, but rather complementary. Okay, so we'll go to the next book, Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj. So Maharaj starts with saying that, understand Nama Tattva. So this we cannot do while chanting, but but before chanting, we read books on holy name, the bona fide books on holy name, like the sections from Srimad Bhagavatam that describe holy name, and like the bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinod Thakur, which describe the Nama Tattva, like Harinam, Chintamani, etc. Or the Chaitanya Charitamrita section where Haridas Thakur describes, Namacharya Haridas Thakur describes the the glories of holy name. So we understand Nama Tattva and understand from the lives of devotees the mood of chanting holy name. How would Srivast Thakur chant holy name? How would Draupadi chant holy name? So the mood of chanting is crying for Krishna, understanding this. And now, having these principles understood, Nama Tattva and the mood of chanting holy name, now we go to some techniques that Maharaj describes. He says that we start with large circle and then we go concentrate. So holy name is not alone, it's with Naam Roop Guna Leela. So Maharaj says that if we come in front of deity and then chant Krishna's names while addressing them or keep Mahamantra in front or many ways concentrate on meaning of holy name, concentrate on prayers on holy name or shlokas describing holy name and being conscious of them while chanting like the prayers like Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Bhinnata Nama Namena. So having this concept in the mind, this fact in the mind, and then chanting and then slowly the mind will focus on holy name. This is a large circle, and then smaller circle is the hearing the holy name. So start with the bigger circle, that the shlokas describing holy name, Nama Chinta Mani Krishna, like your favorite shlokas on holy name, and being conscious of them while chanting, and then bringing the mind more and more on chanting, and those shlokas, they remain as impressions while we chant, but we don't directly think of the shlokas while chanting, but they remain as impression, and we bring it back, bring it more zoom in, like that. This is one. Second, a very beautiful analysis. If you have time, you can go through this section only. Then, forming samskaras while we chant and while we take darshan. So when we are always chanting, we are taking darshan of Krishna, relishing Krishna's beauty, relishing Krishna's form, relishing Krishna's holy name. These are forming new samskaras on the mind. So here Maharaj says that the wandering of mind, the evil thoughts coming, is quite natural for a conditioned soul. Because any input comes, we have samskaras on material samskaras on the mind. So he compares material samskaras to the trenches or the channels. So anything, water falls on this channel, what will happen? Any new input falls on this. Falls on our trenches of our mind, or the grooves of our mind. What will happen? They naturally will flow according to where the grooves take them. Okay, any input comes and we have previous impression of taking that thought to most rajoguni and tamoguni impressions we had in life. So the whole thought flow will be carried to that thing only. So when we develop new impressions, so being conscious when we do everything in Krishna consciousness, that will develop new impressions and fill up those grooves, the material grooves. And recreate the new channels in the mind, which are spiritual channels. Now any input comes, now they flow naturally towards Krishna, Krishna's holy name. And Maharaj gives the example of Prabhupada stating in one class that right now, if while chanting some image of some woman comes, or not just image, even directly if one sees a form of a woman, then what happens? The mind is taking it to the least, the most tamogani, rajogani thoughts of previous experiences. And Prabhupada says, but in Krishna consciousness, if we develop this habit, as soon as you see a woman, you see, oh, this is a gopi to be enjoyed by Krishna. Now the same thought or same input is re-channelizing towards Krishna. And now suddenly we think of Krishna. But just like to create a channel, it takes some efforts, right? There are laborers who would dig the channels. And so we have to do this labor a little, like, you know. And it's a good labor because we want to flow all our energy towards Krishna. So this is a very nice concept or this thing I found, that how we can re-channelize everything to Krishna. And then persuade the mind to Radha Shyam, just like one persuades a child. So when child behaves badly, we don't take his actions very seriously. Rather, we firmly tell him, no, don't do this, like that. And slowly and surely, the mind will start listening. And we don't become discouraged or disgusted with our current thoughts that are coming. They may be very, very mahatamoguni and maharajoguni. But we don't become discouraged or disgusted. But we neglect them, throw them out, and just pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, just see, I didn't know that these things are still there. I am just becoming aware of them. And then he says that meditating on the picture of Krishna, maybe our favorite Ishtadev, their picture, and then we pray to them. So like that, there is one more. And we come to the last aspect, which he says that it's for little more advanced fixed up devotees. The difference between Vaidhi Naam and Raganuga Naam. So Vaidhi Naam means I simply concentrate on, oh, I am so sinful, I am so insignificant, Krishna is so great, he will free me from sins. So that is if I chant his name. Like that. And I am duty bound to serve him. So that is chanting Vaidhi Naam. Same Hare Krishna Naam, but with Vaidhi concept. And Raganuga concept means I belong to Krishna, Krishna belong to me. Yes, I am totally unqualified and sinful, but I still belong to Krishna, Krishna belongs to me, and I want to serve Krishna the way Vrajavasis want to serve Krishna. So if one chants with this understanding, depending on one's adhikar, he mentions, then the absorption in Krishna becomes easier. And then knowing that if Vrindavan is our goal, then knowing that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is 100% Vraj Leela of Radha Krishna. That means Hare Krishna, he quotes all the Acharya's meanings, Vishwanachakra Thakur, Gopal Guru Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, and mentions that ultimately the meaning of Hare Krishna is also prayer to Radharani and Krishna, and Hare Ram is also prayer to Radharani and Krishna. Although it may have other meanings, Hare Ram may mean Revati and Balaram, or Hare Ram may mean Sita Ram, but these are not the Gaudiya standards. The Gaudiya standards are Hare Krishna also means Radha Krishna, Hare Ram also means Radha Krishna, and Balaram ji, we think of him as Guru, not as the deity of the mantra. If one does that, one will not get to the desired destination, right? Because the mantra has to have one Ishtadev. Otherwise, one will get purified, etc. If one is chanting, thinking Sita Ram while chanting Hare Ram, then one will go to Ayodhya, like that. And if one thinks of Balaram ji also, while like Hare Ram, Revati and Balaram, and so we have Radha Krishna and Revati Balaram, so one may end up in Dwarka, or one may end up in Sakhya Bhav with thinking of Krishna Balaram. So So that's, and then he mentions about friction stick phenomena. According to Vedas, it says that all potencies are there in Harinam, and Krishna is within our heart also, but unless these two rub against each other, there will not be fire. It's a very nice concept. So all friction, he says, he calls it friction of the sticks, arani, you know, when, so fire is there in the wood, but unless the two wood are sliding against each other, there won't be fire coming out. So similarly, in our heart there is Krishna, in holy name there are all potencies of Krishna, and like in all processes there is Krishna, in all bhakti processes there is Krishna. But unless our heart rubs it against it, means we endeavor to focus our heart on those processes, there won't be experience of Krishna either within our heart or within the limb of devotional service. So endeavor is important, and ardent prayer is important, engaging our heart is important. Friction of sticks. And then he says that for the Naam will eventually start revealing Guna, Roop and Leela Smaran also. The lotus feet of Radharani and Krishna, and the Leelas of Krishna, and Guna of Krishna, how is Krishna is all merciful, and like that. So this is, of course, for more advanced devotees, he mentions. But till now, what we discussed, I'll just quickly summarize all three books. The summary of the summary. We have already summarized. Now the summary of that summary. So the Living Name book by His Holiness Shachinandan Maharaj is... First, Yojana means aligning body, mind and heart while chanting. Sambandham is being aware of Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti while chanting. Who am I in the relationship with Krishna? I belong to Krishna. Then chanting is the service, and Krishna is pleased by my chanting. So being aware that Krishna is pleased by my chanting. Vipralamba, being with those devotees who have developed longing for Krishna. Sharanagati means humility and dependence. I have nobody but Krishna. And taking shelter of Dham while chanting. And Sankalpa means what is my ideal chanting and where am I right now? And what should I do to get there? So this was the Living Name. Then Japa book by His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu. Chanting Hare Krishna. Listening to one mantra, then determination, then bring the mind back, being detached from previous and future mantras or etc. Neglect the mind, all that mind is producing is a smoke images. Chant Hare Krishna. So, seventh is humility, that means being aware of my incapacity. And then Naam Ashray, I belong to Krishna, I have nothing, I am all that I am trying to achieve is going to go away. Only Naam is going to remain. And Krishna's mercy, developing this attitude of faith, sincerity, Guru Seva to attract mercy. Then third book is Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, understand the Nama Tattva, the large circle, you know, the names, the shlokas, the prayers, the meaning, and bring it, zoom in. Then create new impressions, spiritual impressions, so that any input comes, mind goes to Krishna again, or Krishna's holy name again. Not the other way around. From holy name, the mind is diverting everywhere. And we need not be discouraged or disgusted because of the thoughts. Just we need to throw out the thoughts and pray to Krishna. And then we understand that Gaudiya Vaishnavism means, now this is for little, those who have developed a little fixed up ness in devotional service. The first thing is dutiful chanting, which is also important, no doubt. But after the stage of dutiful chanting is chanting with greed. That understand that by chanting, I need to attain the services. I desire to attain services in Vrindavan, and that is at least know what is the prayojan and what is that, like, you know. And knowing that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is 100% Vraj Leela, and the Ishtadev for this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Radha Krishna. Meaning, and then we understand that we have to endeavor to take our heart into the process. Otherwise, there won't be any experience. Fire is inside the wood, and fire will remain inside the wood without manifesting and giving its effect. Right. So that's the three books that we discussed. Any question, comments, suggestions? So I know this is not at all a comprehensive summary, but some thoughts which I found useful for myself, probably. Yes, Prabhuji. Mic nahi.
That is one thing, and other is, I was just yesterday, some karmi has one line I heard that in investing, what is comfortable is not always profitable. So means you first say, oh, comfortable, I will do the things, I will not. You saying that we have to change the impressions of the mind, then if then that is not profitable. What is always comfortable? So where to then?
So Prabhuji mentioned that mayeva mada adatso is the highest. But then, that is, if that is difficult, then abhyasa yogena tato. One should make practice of bringing it back, and at least one should take care of things which are like not moving here and there. And the mechanical things, at least one should take care so that the mind, we allow the mind to focus. And second, Prabhuji himself mentioned in the microphone that, what is the second one? Yeah, the what is comfortable. We always go after comfortable, then it may not be profitable, like, you know. So one may have to go run a little extra mile to see the results. Okay. Prabhupada says in one class, yes. So I can cite the reference also once I get see the book. So all our tracks, all our tracks, mind tracks can be channeled in such a way that all tracks go to Krishna's lotus feet or something. At least somewhere in Vrindavan they go. Okay. Prabhuji sharing, if we take anything, oh, this is very nice thing. Any object, if we see, we think it with bhog buddhi, it will create rog. But, and it will make us rog. And bhav rog. And but anything we say that bhoga offered to the Lord, then it won't call it yog, bhakti yog. It will go come to yog, bhakti yog. So also one point in this art of chanting, Golog. One more last point I would share, that he says that even while chanting, if we think of previous sense gratification, that sense gratification will become, that will get the fertilizer, and that will grow. So one has to be very careful that if such thoughts are coming, we come back to not just Krishna but seva vritti, service to Krishna, not just Krishna, bring back to not just Krishna but service to Krishna. So unless, otherwise if we keep the mind on that and say, okay, I am chanting, but rather it will do the opposite. The chanting will, you know, give life to those ponderances. Okay. Material things, right? It's like shaligram used for breaking the walnut. Okay, so thank you so much. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Nama Saptaha ki jai, Hitai Gaur Premanande.